In almost any activity that we engage in, it seems that our inherent need is that we strive for perfection. We all desire, for the most part, to be the best at what we do. For some, this includes our responsibilities as parents to provide for our children the best possible Christian environment for them to grow. And as married couples, to structure our married lives around the example of the Holy Family. The same applies to our occupations. No matter what skill level that we may be required to perform our professions, we strive to be the best at what we do. It's part of believing in ourselves and our best efforts to fulfill our God-given talents. We may not reach perfection, which is an almost impossible task, but to that end, we shouldn't become frustrated and filled with anxiety and guilt if in our minds it's never achieved. Nevertheless, with Jesus' presence, we strive to be the best at whatever it is that we do. So also it is with our love for God, which calls us to be holy in His presence. That's what Jesus calls our righteousness. It's our way of life, our spirituality. It's how we act and we react to others every day of our lives. Just loving the people that love us is no big deal. Anybody can do that. Jesus tells us in Matthew's Gospel, "For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have?" So don't just love back the people that love you, but love your enemies, your persecutors as well. Beautiful words, but practical? Is that even possible in this day and age? It is if we strive for perfection. We hear Jesus' punchline, "So be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." That's a tough gospel for perfectionists. Leviticus tells us how to be perfect with a command to be holy because God is holy. Jesus spells it out for us in the commandment, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus stretches that commandment out even further, that we are to be much more inclusive. That is, to go further than what is expected, to give more than what is asked of us. In St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he tells us it's not the way the world thinks. Well, we observe that every day. To act righteous makes us fools at times in the eyes of the world. The world seems more inclined to a way of revenge. Like Jesus describes in Matthew's Gospel, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, when someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. Some may think it fair to lash out in anger when we are in emotional pain, to strike back at those who have struck us. These paybacks may have a self-fulfilling emotional appeal, but that is not justice. Jesus tells us not to bring about evil. We don't need to add to the growing pile of violence and death that we see all around us every day. We are encouraged to take the extra step and to respond to evil with goodness, to introduce justice where it's lacking. We can do all that. It's what God has instilled in each of us as His chosen people. Jesus' preaching always seems to be a challenge for us, especially as we learn how to love as God loves and instill that love in our daily lives. The goal is to not only love those who love us, they're easy to love, but to love all with an undivided heart. So that's why we must strive to make every effort to become that person, to be aware every moment of our lives that that is what God is calling us to be holy as He is holy. Maybe only God can do that, but God wouldn't call us to do that if He didn't give us the graces to do it, which He does. As Christians, faithful followers of Jesus Christ, we are expected to be different than in the world around us. So be perfect as your Heavenly Father is.